Podcasts are a great way to engage with your audience and get your message out there. In 2019 alone, there were over 750,000 active podcasts and close to 2 million podcasts registered by Google. With this surge in available content, simply having a podcast is not a differentiating factor anymore. In fact, there's a lot of legwork that needs to be done to make sure your podcast captures the attention of the people with whom you and your company are trying to connect with. So how can you make your podcast stand out and have a real impact in your marketing mix? Today, Darby and I are going to provide you with tips you can use to make sure your podcast is garnering attention. So Darby, first off, I think the biggest question we hear from clients who are considering starting a podcast is why would it be a fit for them?
Honestly, that's probably the first question we hear from our clients. The biggest benefit of creating your own podcast is that it allows you to speak directly to your audience with control over what gets conveyed and how the information is shared. You won't have to worry about maybe how it's edited or the topics that will be covered because it's completely in your control. Another benefit of having a podcast for your firm is that it provides you with personalized content that you can use for email marketing and social media.
That's a great point. And research and studies have shown how important it is to have a wide variety of content available on social media since people digest information differently. Some people do prefer text, but others like content such as videos and podcasts. So having a robust social media platform and different forms of marketing content is important regardless of whether your goal is lead generation, recruitment, or visibility. And our social media team at Gregory FCA has done a great job with helping our clients' strategic wealth partners distribute their podcast, The Capitalist Investor, on their social media platforms. They've even incorporated graphic slideshows into their social media accounts to help promote the podcast to their followers.
Utilizing social media is really a great way to get listeners' attention and kind of target your audience. So I think that that's a great point. But I think it's also important for us to cover the various platforms that podcasts are available on, Melanie. Can you chat about that a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. The beauty of podcasts is that you have the ability to make them accessible to millions of listeners. And there are so many different platforms that you can choose to host your podcast on. We typically recommend that our clients host their podcast on a platform that automatically disperses it to the top podcast apps. So those would be Apple, Google, SoundCloud, and Spotify.
Another often overlooked benefit of producing a podcast is the fact that you connect with other thought leaders in the financial services industry. Just because your firm decides to start a podcast, it doesn't mean there has to be one person on the show or that you can't invite outside experts in as guests. One of our clients, Orion Advisor Technology, has a podcast called The Fuse Show. They've had a variety of guests on the podcast, including Josh Brown, also known as the Reformed Broker, Manish Katta, president of Potomac Fund Management, and Heather Robinson Fortner, CEO of Signature FD.
And having guests on your podcast gives you more opportunities for exposure because you can provide the guests with social media posts that they can then use to blast out to their followers.
Exactly, Melanie. It's important to be able to give these guests their own social media posts that make it easy for them to distribute to their followers. But it's also important to remember that regardless of who the guest is on the podcast, you should be covering a topic that aligns with the overall messaging of your firm and the podcast, and that it's relevant to your target audience.
For sure. And while the guest is important, the host is also very important. Firms should remember to have at least one designated host for their podcast. And when you pick a host, you want to make sure that it's someone who is extremely knowledgeable about the topic, aware of who the audience is, understands the overall messaging and theme of the podcast, and has great energy behind the mic. You want them to have enough energy and confidence in their voice to keep the listeners engaged. They should also be able to go off script and ask insightful questions of their guests. The last thing anyone wants is to spend time listening to a podcast that sounds robotic. It should seem like an actual conversation.
That's a really good point that I think is often overlooked. When you listen to a radio show or a sports show, the hosts are always asking follow-up questions and making the conversation seem really natural, even if they have a script or talking points right in front of them.
Darby, that's right. But why don't we give the listener some information on how to choose topics and script writing?
Sure. We often urge our clients to create an editorial calendar of topics that they want to cover. This list could include topics for multiple months. The reason we recommend an editorial calendar is so that there won't be a rush to come up with a topic and to do research at the last minute. By having an editorial calendar, You can record multiple episodes at once and always have an available podcast to post in your back pocket. Although we recommend that our clients have an editorial calendar of topics for the podcast, it's also important to be really flexible. If there's breaking news that's occurring in the industry that's relevant to your firm or listeners, it's a topic that you should be covering as soon as possible. Having evergreen topics are great, but staying on top of the news is crucial.
And aside from all of that, having at least one extra podcast recorded is also really important because you should be consistent in the frequency in which you post episodes. We recommend posting at least one podcast a month and posting them on consistent days or weeks. For example, the last Wednesday of every month. By posting at the same time, listeners can learn when to expect you to produce a new episode. And we recommend posting at least once a month so that listeners know your podcast hasn't stopped publishing episodes. But just because we're recommending posting once a month at a minimum, it shouldn't stop you from publishing episodes more frequently than that.
That's really true. Consistency is key when it comes to having your own podcast. We discuss being consistent quite frequently with clients, especially when it comes to gaining momentum in listeners. In a world where there are podcasts for almost any topic, clients can sometimes become discouraged after about 3 episodes because they don't have as many listeners as they'd hoped for. But aside from posting consistently, you have to get in front of your target audience consistently. For starters, maybe when you launch your podcast, you want to consider creating a press release that lays out all the details about it. After that, you should be updating your newsletters to encourage people to listen to the podcast and subscribe. We also like to recommend that our clients post every single episode on social media and encourage all their employees to share the post via LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook.
And since we're talking about social media, I think it's also worth mentioning the power behind paid or targeted initiatives. For example, on LinkedIn, you may want to target advisors in Texas while you're based in Ohio. You can use paid ads to target that group of people, and it won't show up as an ad and will look like a post that's supposed to be in their feed. This is an excellent way for clients to target members of their core audience who don't already follow their social media accounts.
Yes, that's true. And these are all great tips for elevating engagement levels on your podcast. But another important piece of the pie is the time of day when you publish your podcast. Studies show podcasts get the most downloads and listens if they're published between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. This is explained by the theory that an episode gains a competitive edge by being at the top of a user's podcast app when they first open it in the morning. The hour with the most downloads per average episode is 5 a.m. Tuesday, followed by 5 a.m. Friday, and then 5 a.m. Thursday. So as you can see, 5 a.m. really seems to be the magical time for podcasts.
And Darby, on the flip side of that, it's important to know there is a worst time to publish a podcast. Episodes published between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time have notably poor results. This is because listeners who scroll through their podcast apps right when they wake up in the morning would have to scroll much further to find those midnight shows as opposed to those published at 5 a.m.
That's so true. And although the time and the day you post your podcast is important, I think something a lot of people may want to hear about is how easy it is to produce a podcast during quarantine amid the COVID-19 pandemic. I feel like when most people think about how a podcast is produced, they visualize maybe 2 or 3 people sitting around a table with microphones and headsets, and then another group of people huddled around a sound table. However, that's not the case. You and I, Melanie, we're currently recording this in our own homes, and this was possible even prior to the pandemic. Our clients would record an episode of a podcast in their offices, sometimes several states away. There would also be a guest joining from another location, and a member of our creative team would be assisting from our in-house studio.
That's a great point. Our creative services department has been able to seamlessly transition into our new normal. When a client records a podcast, we're able to do all of this remotely and can even assist in sending them any equipment that they need to ensure the podcast is polished and has clean audio.
Exactly. We're always here to help our clients and make sure that any project they're doing is done as seamlessly as possible. Overall, hosting a podcast can really be a lot of fun. And as we've discussed, it's pretty simple to do and provides convenient content for your audience. With the tips we've outlined here today, it'll be easy for you to use this medium to expand your network, position yourself as an authority in your industry, and promote your own products and services. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to your friends here at Gregory FCA. Thanks for joining us.